Welcome, everyone, to the second half of episode 10 of Two Geeks and a Noob podcast. It's fun trivia time, guys. Geek versus noob, head-to-head Denise versus Q. Let's go have some fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Two Geeks and a Noob podcast with your host, Superbeard Vince Hoover, and his co-host, Jason Q. Perez and Denise Jackson, a podcast for the indoctrinated nerd, the casual fan, and everyone in between. Now, on with the show.
It is game time, ladies and gentlemen.
All
it
right.
is geek versus noob, but this one, there is no particular geek and particular noob because these are just random trivia questions.
Oh.
I'm going to keep
it. Do I need my letters?
No, you won't.
Oh.
And I'll explain
oh,
the
rules. I still have my letters.
I'll explain the rules in a minute. But I'm going to keep it to where, because you are the resident geek and Q, and Denise, you are the resident noob, the geek will still be Q score, the noob will still be Denise's score. But we're playing a game called Mr. Lister's Back in Town. And what this is, it's a trivia game, but it's like a Western shootout. So here are the rules. One person reads the cards, the rest will split into two teams. Obviously, it's just the two of you. The question master, that's me, will read out the question. Teams will then take turns to fire off an answer. So I will say, name a fast food chain, and then one will go first, and then the next one, the next one, the next one. Get one right, and that's a hit. So that's you pulling the trigger, and you get a hit. If you get it wrong, it's a miss. After you each had three shots at the answers, you add up all the hits. The team with the most hits wins a point. If it is a tie, there is a face-off in the Last Chance Saloon question, which is a very hard question. And in this one, it says that you should write it down and then reveal at the same time. So do you guys have any way to writing things down?
Sure, I got it. My notepad
okay,
right here.
Yeah,
perfect.
I have a notepad, yeah.
All right, the first team to 10 points is the winner.
Sweet.
So are we ready?
Sure.
I'm ready.
All right. There are six Disneylands in the world. List them. And the way we're going to do this, for question, all the odd questions, Denise will go first. All the even questions, Q will go first.
His eyes are not looking at the camera. He's cheating. California.
Okay, so you start with California.
Orlando.
Wait, stop. Stop. Okay. You only answer one at a time.
Oh, you didn't say that.
It's back
or
and
maybe...
forth. I did. It's back and forth.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So
I said two.
So you. Well, so you... I'm not counting that. So if he wants to steal, he can.
You can't.
He's gonna steal.
Bitch.
So he's going to steal.
You don't have to write it down. Just say it. So Denise said California. Now they're actually specific. Do you know the town in California it is?
Do you?
Yes, I do. It's San. Oh my God! Is it San Diego?
No.
Oh crap!
So that's a miss.
Womp.
Q.
Okay, Orlando.
That's a hit.
You suck.
All right, Denise. What's another? Where's another place that there's a Disney?
Oh my God, Japan.
Gotta be more
specific. Where in Japan?
Oh my God, I don't know.
What's the major city in Japan?
Tokyo.
Very good. That's a hit.
Okay.
Helped.
All right, that's fine. Q.
Somebody said want to be famous.
Hold
by
on, yeah, that's a bot. Hold on. I got to.
That's funny, though. By followers. That's how you be famous, apparently.
Okay.
I blocked them. So, Q.
Oh. Okay. Paris?
Yes.
He's cheating.
That's two.
No, I am not cheating. I'm not looking it up.
All right. So, we've got Paris, Orlando, and Tokyo so far. That's one for Denise and two for Q. Denise?
California.
Where in California?
San Francisco.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
All right, Q? Q?
Something.
I can tell you this much. There's no sand in the name.
Oh, okay.
And I will give you one more hint. The Mighty Ducks, the hockey team, the Mighty Ducks, play in that city. That is the only other clue I'll give you.
The Netherlands?
Incorrect. So that's a miss for you. That's two misses for Denise. It's still 2-1 on hits.
Next question.
Nope, we still got more on this one. You've got three more to go.
Los Angeles?
Incorrect. Oh, actually, you know what? I will give you that one.
Yeah.
Because Anaheim is part of LA. It's in LA. Thank you. It's in LA County. So that's Anaheim is the actual city.
And that's Anaheim, where Mighty Ducks. That's where all of the games that we used to play, or that we wanted to go on, like Double Dare.
Yes.
And all of them, they were all in Los Angeles, California. Yeah.
They would say Los Angeles because it's actually Los Angeles County. Right. It is, the city is Anaheim, California, but I'll give you Los Angeles County. So that's two hits to two hits, and you each have two misses.
Okay.
Q.
Vancouver.
Incorrect. That's three misses for you. Denise.
Wait, how many do we have left?
You each get, hold on, let me make sure I get this right.
Like how many places, like how many did we get right?
You each have two right.
I know, but like
there are six total.
Six total, and we each have two, so there's two left.
There's two left.
Oh,
and I'm actually playing this incorrectly because you're supposed to only have three shots at the answers. No, yeah, three shots. So technically it's done, but I'm trying to play this one.
Yeah.
We'll do it right from here on out. You each get three guesses.
Oh my gosh.
So technically.
Okay.
But right now you're tied. So if either one of you can come up with the next one, or I'll go to, you know what? Forget it. I'll let you know what it is.
Yeah.
The other ones are Hong Kong and Shanghai.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that at all.
No, so, I was ready to say Moscow.
Yeah.
So we're tied. So we have to go to the last chance saloon question.
Last chance.
As of 2012. Now this game is a little bit old. As of 2012, how many babies have been born at a Disneyland? So how many times have a woman gone into labor and had the baby at Disneyland? Now write down your answer. I will say this just to help out. With the first, last, I will help out with the first one. It's less than 10.
Okay.
So write down your answer.
Okay.
Write down your answers.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Here, I'm going to make it obvious. Okay.
Now, both of you show your answers.
Oh.
If it's less than 10, I don't have to write it.
Okay, so Q is at 7, Denise is at 3. Neither one of you got it right. It is 4. But since
Denise, that's my favorite number.
Since Denise was closer, I'm going to give her the point.
Thanks, friend.
So that is 1 for Denise. I am playing loose and wild with these rules.
Yes. Okay.
This time you have 3 attempts to answer this one, okay? I'll play by the rules this time. There are 8 animals' eggs commonly eaten in the Western world. What are they? We'll start this time with Q. You can go first.
Chicken.
That's a hit. Denise.
Quail.
Quail is a hit. Q.
Duck.
Duck is a hit. Denise. What is another commonly eaten animal egg? Come on, you eat it all the time. On some of your favorite dishes. And you're muted.
Oh.
Is ostrich one?
Ostrich is one. So it's
freaking really big.
2-2. Q, last guess.
Row.
Fish. That is one. That is 3 hits for Q. Denise, your last guess. There are... You guys have gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 8 so far. So you've got one more guess. Gotta love the dead air.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Just pick an animal that lays eggs.
Can I be like Jessica Simpson and be like, do buffaloes have wings? I didn't know buffaloes have wings.
Pick an animal that lays eggs.
Oh, okay. So don't be stupid. All right, got it.
It's not as hard as you think it is either.
I'm pretty sure.
Think of animals that lay eggs.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Common animals that lay eggs.
Dude, you're looking at the answers, so don't act like you would know right off the bat.
I actually knew all of these, but it's also because I'm a chef, so I've cooked with most of these.
Well, let's see.
What other animals lay eggs? Just pick one.
Birds.
Pick one. I'll tell you the last three answers are birds. So just pick a bird. A bird we eat.
Turkey.
Turkey eggs, thing.
Turkey. Yes.
It is.
Yes.
I've never had turkey eggs.
Yes, turkey is allowed. Okay. One of them. The other two were goose and emu.
Oh, God. So emu eggs. Huh, interesting.
We're tied again, so we got to go to the Last Chance Saloon. In dollars, how much is a kilogram of the world's most expensive Iranian beluga caviar? So how much money does it cost for a kilogram?
A kilogram.
Of the world's most expensive Iranian beluga caviar. Write down your answers. The hint I will give here is that it is a 5-digit number. And we'll play this Price is Right rules closest without going over. Because I doubt anybody would get this exact. All right, let me know when you've written your answers down. Do not say your answers yet. Let me know when you've written them down.
I have written them down.
All right, we are both written down. Go ahead and show your answers, and I'll have you tell me what they are. Show your answers first.
Mine's 5 with zeros, 5 zeros after it.
So yours is
50.
Yours is 500,000?
No, 50,000.
50,000. That's why I said write it down so we can see. What was yours? What was yours, Q?
About 12,500-ish.
Okay, so I did say that the rule was without going over. The answer is 34,500. So Q gets the point.
All right.
Yay.
And we are tied up. Again, it's 1-10 wins. I don't know why it's not updating the score. Hold on a second. Let me figure this out. Just a moment. There we go. All right. Uh-oh. Q, you're going to have an advantage on this one.
Okay.
And we just talked about it before we started. There were 8 main characters in the first series of Star Trek. Okay. Denise, you will go first. The main characters of Star Trek, the original series.
Spock.
Correct.
Kirk.
Correct. Denise, I'm going to give you a quick hand to help you out. Think of the new Star Trek movie, the one we like, the J.J.
I have been, but it's I don't know like their names specifically. I can tell you their jobs. Anyway, go ahead, Q.
No, it's your turn.
No, I don't know any of them. That's,
A name. Say a name, then it's a miss. If you don't get it right, it's a miss. You got to say a name.
Well, I would say Gamora, but that's not her name, and I don't know what.
I see where your brain is going. It's the same actress. Yeah, it's Uhura.
Yeah, Uhura.
Yeah.
I have to give that one to Q. So that's two for him, one for you, and you have a miss. Q, go ahead. Or no, you just answered Uhura, so that's your turn. So now another name, Denise.
Okay, so then the chick from Out of My League, the is blonde hair and she's super cute.
She is actually not on this list.
She's not on the list?
No, there's only one female.
What about Scotty?
Okay, we'll go with Scotty.
Hey, that one. Scotty. So
that's two for you.
Okay.
Q, you got one more.
Check off.
Yep. That's three. That is 3-2.
R.I.P.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm so sad.
It is 3-2. Q gets the point. And just in case you're interested, the first U.S. televised interracial kiss occurred on Star Trek between Kirk and Uhura. What year did that happen? This is not for an actual point. This is just the last chance.
1963.
It was 68.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
He gets it. He's closer.
Okay. Now we go on. This is a coffee question.
Okay.
There are 9 basic types of espresso-based drinks served at Starbucks.
What?
9 of them. Name them. Q, you go first.
Oh, French.
I don't know. Incorrect. That is a miss. Name an espresso-based coffee drink. Denise, your turn.
Americano.
Correct. That is a hit for you. Q.
Italiano.
Incorrect. Denise.
Black and white.
They have it listed as flat white here, but I'll give you that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's what it is. Meant.
That's what it is. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's two for Denise.
Can you tell I like coffee?
Yeah. Q, go ahead and try to get another one. Think of coffee drinks.
Bustelo.
That's a coffee brand.
That is a brand of espresso beans.
My coffee.
That is not.
I don't need.
I love Bustelo. Oh my
That's
God.
What I drink at home. Yes. I don't go to Starbucks. Yes.
Okay, so that is another miss. Denise, go ahead and name another one.
For heck of it. Oh my God. Coffee's laughing. He's espresso.
Yeah, that is one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Frappuccino.
Damn it. You got him. No, but Frappuccino was also not on the list. So that was 3-0.
Okay.
All of them were cappuccino, mocha, latte.
He said cappuccino, didn't he?
No, he did. He said frappuccino. He said frappuccino.
I thought he said cappuccino. I think his thing just messed up. He actually did say cappuccino.
Well, it was also his fourth guess, and he still would have lost because you had.
Yeah, no. You named three. No.
So here was the 9 basic types of espresso based drinks. There was cappuccino, mocha, latte, Americano, macchiato, espresso, double shot, flat white, otherwise known as the black and white, and iced. Yes.
Oh my God. Ugh. Did you guys ever listen to Ralphie May when he went to Florida? When he got the Cuban cafe.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the hell is this? He got like the little Cuban coffee
shot of it.
And he was like, what is this? I need like a whole pot. Like, I don't know what this is.
He drank 12 of them. And then
he was like,
dumbass.
Immediately, he was like, deuces. I was like, blowing up their bathroom.
Start a car with that shit.
Yeah. The tiebreaker question would have been, how many millions of cups of coffee are drunk across America every day?
Oh.
So how many millions?
Millions every day?
Yeah. So how many millions every day are drunk? Just throw out a random number. You don't have to write it down.
Is it for restaurants?
No, just period.
Just period. Everybody.
I feel like this statistic is wrong because they're not into people's houses. How are they going to know what they're drinking?
Surveys, the same as that game. Remember,
nobody has came to my house and asked me how many cups of coffee I drink.
Because nobody wants to approach you with that attitude.
Well, okay. So
just all the people who drink coffee except.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So just.
Okay.
How many millions of coffee you drink every day? Just throw out a random number.
1 million.
Well, 300 million. Considering I said millions, Jason is far closer because it is 400 million cups drank a day.
I'm sure it's way more than that because they didn't even ask me. So
see, well, because you better add another million.
And Jason's in the cellar. Yeah. Like, I mean, how many? I mean,
you kidding million? Me? Yeah. Oh, I don't know how okay. my I don't know how my liver is still alive.
Just... All right, here's one.
And we don't even have to have our colon cleansed. Coffee has our colon cleansed.
Should I go? Like, do you need to should I go? Okay. You guys done? All right. So the only reason I actually know this one is because I was watching another channel do a trivia game and they had the same exact question. I would not have known this otherwise. But
okay.
Excuse me. List COVID. Now this is going to Sorry. Start with Denise. You will start first.
Okay.
List the top 10 grossing Broadway musicals.
Oh God. Okay.
That's a good one.
So
yeah. All right.
Pick a Broadway musical that you think is one of the top grossing. Now
okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, are we talking like of all time?
Yes. Of all time.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right is not a Broadway musical.
Oh, Cats, of course.
Okay, Cats. That is a hit. Q, your turn. Wait.
Phantom of the Opera.
Sorry.
Phantom of the Opera. That is a hit.
Absolutely. Love that.
Denise, your turn.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, Lily, this is your career,
Incorrect.
Huh?
Incorrect.
What? Fiddler no, that is always popular.
The movie's popular. It is not popular on Broadway.
It is popular on Broadway. I don't know not. When you got this. It is popular. Every time they
When was the last time? When was the last time you went to Broadway?
Shut up.
All right, then. Here's the deal. So that is a miss. So pick another one. Not
Fine.
Yet. Not your turn yet. It's Q's turn.
Les Miserables?
Correct. That
you
is
took
two.
My answer.
I saw that one, too.
Last Shit. Chance, Denise.
Let's see. Oh man, it's got one.
What about Stomp? Does Stomp count?
Mm.
Incorrect.
Damn it, Stomp is awesome.
Yes, but they made all its money off Broadway.
Okay,
I got one.
Go for it, Q.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Incorrect.
Damn.
That is your three guesses for each one of you, but you get the points.
That's
you,
a classic.
You got two.
Well, let's give Lily some points. Go ahead, Lily. Type in your answers over there.
I'm sure she'll know these, but I'll list these off. So here are the top 10 grossing Broadway musicals of all time. The Lion King.
Yep.
Phantom of the Opera. Wicked.
Phantom of the Opera.
Mamma Mia. Yeah.
Yes.
Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jersey
yeah.
Boys. Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
Oh,
Les
okay.
Miserables.
Yeah.
Cats. And Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Oh, wow. Look.
Yep. Look. Book of Mormon.
Oh,
yes.
The Book of Mormon. Wow. Okay.
Lily, yeah. You missed on Book of Mormon, but all the rest you got.
See, that's awesome. I can't wait to have her on. This is going to be fun.
Yep. So that is now 3-2 for. Q. Why does that not sound right? Why am I missing a score? 1, 2, 3, 4. I am not. It is correct. Okay.
No, he's up.
So
for now.
the tiebreaker question would have been, in billions of dollars, how much money has the Phantom of the Opera made worldwide? How many billions has the Phantom of the Opera made worldwide? Just a guess. Throw a number out.
I don't know. Say 2.5.
Okay. And you're going to say Denise?
5.
Denise is closer. It is $6.75 billion it has made.
Woo!
I've seen that.
Denise, this next question is for you.
What's up?
But Q might actually get some of these. There are 7 Harry Potter novels.
Uh-oh.
Name them. Now, who went first last time? I've lost track.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Sorcerer of the Stone.
Okay.
Damn it! Okay.
They actually have the English version of the title here, but I'll give you that one.
Okay. Something about the Hollows.
I mean, you're close. Can you give me the actual name?
No. No. Okay. No, you already said Sorcerer's Stone, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. The Deathly Hollows.
That's it. One to one. Denise, your turn.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Correct.
The Dark Side of the Moon. I don't know.
Incorrect. Denise.
Chamber of Secrets.
Correct.
Okay. The Black Book. I don't know.
Nope.
This is the...
Denise wins the point. Here are the titles that has the English title of Philosopher's Stone, but in America it is called Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Then they have Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Order of Phoenix, yep. Half-Blood yep. Prince, and Deathly Hallows.
Half-Blood Prince. I freaking love that movie. My favorite part was when Ron and Harry were in the cupboard for, and they were both going after that book.
Yeah.
That was the most funniest part. And then, like, push each other out of the way.
Potter! Sir!
Oh, yeah, that too. Yes.
Okay, so the last chance saloon question would have been, approximately how much has J.K. Rowling made from her Harry Potter stories in dollars? How much money has
she
made?
Are we including Universal Studios money in that? Or
merchandise
just
and everything.
Yeah, yes. Are we including all of
Harry
it?
Harry Potter stories.
All
what
of
has
it.
She made? Yeah. So how much has she made?
Oh my God.
Approximately how much has she made?
Can we just say that she started out with basically nothing, and this was stories that she wrote for her kids, and it turned out to something amazing?
Yes, and then unfortunately we found out that she is a terrible, horrible human being who hates everybody.
Anyway, talk about
$250,000 or $250,000,000?
$250,000,000 is your guess. Denise, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 1 billion.
1 billion is exactly correct.
Holy shit.
She has made
good on her,
billion
man.
Dollars. Yeah. But like I said, she's a horrible, bigoted, terrible person.
And she turned into a bad person. We don't like her anymore. The end. Lily just said the end, Jason.
Yep.
That's your phrase. She literally just said the end. That's awesome, Lily. That is literally Jason's phrase. That's hilarious.
Oh, God, I'm skipping this question. This next question I'm skipping. I'll tell you what the question was, but I'm skipping it. I'm skipping it. The question is, David Beckham, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Will Smith have 9 kids between them. List their names.
No.
No, we'll skip
all
that.
I know is Willow,
Fairy, and Summer, and Spring, and Fall, and whoever.
Apple, something else.
Well, you got Willow and Apple. What was the other one you said?
Blanket. There was a blanket somewhere.
Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Michael Jackson.
Somebody needs a blanket.
This one,
thank you for that.
This one you might be able to get. Blanket, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Do you remember, girl?
Leonardo DiCaprio's 11 highest grossing films.
Okay.
Q, you go first.
Inception.
Correct.
I freaking love that movie.
Love that movie.
Correct. Denise.
Romeo and Juliet.
Incorrect.
Oh, what?
Wow.
That's not on there?
That movie actually didn't make a lot of money.
Oh my God, can I guess again?
That was a cult classic.
Yeah. Hurry up.
I'm gonna let that one slide. I get where you're coming
from. What's All eating right. Gilbert Grape?
Incorrect.
What?
Q.
Wow.
Skull Island?
It's not called Skull Island. Strike.
Oh,
I'm gonna let you try again.
You almost said it.
You almost said it right then.
The Island?
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
Give it to him, but yes.
Okay.
Denise, another one.
Oh, crap.
Y'all are forgetting one of the biggest movies of all time.
Yeah.
I love the Iron Mask one.
Oh. Yes, but that's not on here, so I'm not going to let you finish
that. It's not on there? That's one of my favorites.
Think of big movies, not your favorite movies.
Okay. My turn?
Think of big movies. No, it's still your turn. I didn't let you finish that one. That's why I literally cut you off.
What? No, go ahead, Q, because I'm still thinking. I have no idea.
It's your turn. He can't answer because he might take an answer from you.
Dang it.
Think of one of the biggest movies of all time. What was one of the biggest movies of all time?
Ooh, The Wolf on Wall Street.
That is one of them, but that is not the one I was talking about, but that is it.
Okay.
It is one to two.
Okay, that was one I was going to say next.
Biggest movie of all time.
Oh, I have it, but go ahead, Q.
No, I can't think of anything right now.
It's your turn. I can't go.
I know.
And I know which one it is, and when I say it, you're going to be like...
I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad.
Fudge cookies.
It's the one, the Boston one.
Yes, that's one of them. If you can get the name of it.
What is it?
I can't think of the name.
It didn't actually take place in Boston, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Give it. Come on. You know what it is.
Oh, no. Okay. Never mind. There's one that was in Boston. You're right.
Give it to him. Just give it to him.
No.
No, he's got to name it. I can't just give him a point.
No. Damn. The South Side. I can't think of the name. I'm not going to waste any more time.
Okay, South Side is incorrect. Denise, what is your last guess?
He has it. Titanic.
There you go.
That's one of them, but
That's two to two. The one you were thinking of was The Departed.
Thank you. Yes, The Departed. Wow.
So let me give you the list.
Yes, please.
And Lily, you cannot say because I don't want them reading the chat for the answers. But now that we've said it.
Yes, here we please go. Give it. Let Lily say. Let's see.
We got Titanic.
Yep.
Inception.
Yes.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
I love the
Great Gatsby.
Yes. And the Departed.
Shutter Island. The Revenant. The Wolf of Wall Street. Gangs of New York. The Aviator.
Yes.
Yep.
And Django Unchained.
I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah, he was a villain.
He's absolutely amazing in that. In fact, the scene.
I don't even remember him being in that.
There's a scene where he brings in Django's wife because he owns Django's wife. He brings her in. He's realized that they're there. It's a ruse. He gets mad. He breaks a cup. The cup wasn't supposed to break. He actually cuts his entire hand open. He doesn't stop acting. He lets that blood flow. He ends up wiping the blood on her face as part of the acting, and they kept that scene in because it was so well done.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh. Nice.
Method acting.
He is so good. Okay.
That's what she just said, too. He cuts his hand. That's nuts.
So Denise got the point on that one. It is now 4-3, Denise.
You know what? That really sucks. The Man in the Iron Mask is like one of my favorites from him.
But it wasn't on there. It's only because of the time it came out and everything. It just didn't do. And he also was still growing in it. So the tiebreaker question would have been the lowest grossing of all these films. So these are his high. These are his 11 highest grossing. But the one that made the least money was Gangs of New York with Daniel Day-Lewis. How much did it make in dollars?
I don't know.
128 million?
No, not. This number can't be correct. It has to be. This must be the profit it made. This must be after budget. I'll just tell you what it is. It's 77.8 million.
Wow. So my
but
God.
But that has to be what it made after.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that is true, Lily. Like it is going a little far, but. He was just in the moment. He was in the scene.
Yeah, that would have been a major health. I mean, it depends on – did he get it, like, toward – like, near the eye?
No, he wiped it on the forehead and
hair. If
it
was up here – all right, I would have tolerated that. Yeah. I would have been like, I'm charging you.
I don't – like, she kind of like –
$1 million for doing that.
Yeah.
10%.
So, all right. So, here is one. The 10 most popular music genres on Spotify. So basically the 10 most popular music genres.
Okay.
Denise, you will go first, I think. Yes.
EDM.
Correct.
Pop.
Correct.
Christian.
Incorrect.
Wow, metal. That's really sad.
What? What'd you say, Q?
Metal.
Correct.
New Age tried to defy the metal. Am I showing my age? It's your turn. Country.
Correct. you can win it with pop. Correct. And Q wins it. We are now tied back up 4-4. So the answers were metal, country, rock, pop, folk, hip hop, reggae, jazz, EDM, classical, and blues.
All right, cool. Nice.
All right, now this will be as of 2015. This is the tiebreaker question, which you didn't need to do, so it doesn't matter. As of 2015, how many times has Yesterday by the Beatles been played on U.S. radio?
Ugh.
Okay, first off, it's one of the greatest songs ever written, so you hush your mouth. Love Yesterday.
Covered?
Love that song.
Yeah.
No, not covered.
Covered.
No, not covered. How many times has it been played?
Like, the original. Oh, okay.
Yeah, how many times have they played the original? Like... How many times have they played the original on radio?
Okay. That's different. I was just thinking
Since
of all
2015?
Different...
No, up to 2015. From the day it was released up until 2015, how many times has it been played on U.S. radio?
Oh.
This is not including satellite radio, I don't believe.
50,000.
Okay, so 50,000 is her guess. What is your guess?
200 million.
I mean, going by the... Good thing this wasn't a tiebreaker, because going by the can't go over rule, Denise would have been closer. It was 7 million times.
Okay.
No, give it to him. He was way closer.
Well, no, he already got the point. Like, we didn't have the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he was not way close. You were way closer.
No. Yeah.
He said 200 million. He was 193 million away.
I know, but that's...
You
I
were
mean,
6
really...
million away. You were way closer.
That's a long
dart. Under.
All
right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here we go. This ought to be a fun one. There are 10 squares on a Monopoly board that are not properties or stations. List them. Q, you go first.
The water department.
Correct.
Free space.
Correct.
Income tax.
Correct.
Electricity company.
Correct.
Go straight to jail.
Correct.
B&O Railroad.
Not a station.
Wait, what?
Not a station.
It's not a station.
It's not a property.
Community chest.
Correct. You guys both got 3-3. Here are all 10. Go.
Yeah.
Community
the jail.
Chest.
Yeah.
No, go. As in your start point.
Yeah. The go
yeah,
space.
Yeah.
Go space. Go. Community chest. Income tax. Chance. Jail. Electric company, free parking or free space, waterworks, go to jail, and luxury tax.
Nice.
Okay, now, here is the tiebreaker question. Remember,
all right.
You cannot go over, so this one you will have to write down.
Okay.
How much money is in a box of Monopoly in dollars?
What?
How much money is in a box of Monopoly? So how much play money, if you added all the play money together... In a box of Monopoly, how much is it?
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Okay.
Okay.
All right, write it down. Crap.
Okay, wait.
We should get like the do.
Yeah, I think next time we do this, I will have a little thing. I can't use that one because that one's copyrighted, but I will have one.
Yes.
I will have one.
How right. funny is that?
Q wrote that down. He's got his answer. Denise?
I have mine.
You have it down? Written down? Let me see him.
Okay. I say $500,000.
$64.
No. 6,000. He said that's a K. Oh,
that's a K.
K.
Okay. 6,000. And you said 50,000?
Yeah.
I love how you're not writing these down like I asked you to.
I do me.
Or you could play by the rules.
I am playing. I'm saying it and I'm holding
the rule is write it down. That way we don't get changed. That's why I asked you if you had something to write it down. All right, so what were your answers again, since you didn't write it down?
50,000.
I said 6,000.
Well, I said the rule was you can't go over, so Q gets that point. It is 20,580.
Nice.
Okay.
It's 5-4. Okay, I like this one. I don't know who else is going to get it, but there are 11 actors who starred in the 2001 remake of Ocean's 11. List them. Denise, you will go first.
Sandra Bullock.
In the 2001, the one.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the women one.
I didn't say Ocean's 8. I said Ocean's 11.
Oh, I don't know anybody. So
think about next the, you know that no, you know some nope of these names.
Sylvester Stallone.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Brad Pitt.
Correct.
Antonio Banderas.
Incorrect.
George Clooney.
Correct.
How many other sexy men can I think of?
Yeah, I'm using them all up at the moment, so. Black comedian.
Brad Pitt.
He already said Brad Pitt.
Help me out, Lily.
Don't help her out, Lily.
Let's see. It's not that serious, so you can help me out.
I will delete the chat.
Whatever.
No cheating. I'll give you a hint, though. One of the actors he also starred in Bourne Identity. He starred in Good Will Hunting. And he plays Loki in the play version in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne.
I forgot his name.
Best friends with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I was going to say Ben Affleck. No, I don't know his name. I can picture Matt Damon.
Correct. That's one for Denise.
All right.
No, I don't get that. That was horrible.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You lost anyways.
Bernie Mac.
There you go. Yes.
That's so three to one. So that
Bernie Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, then I'll watch it. If it has Bernie Mac in it, that's awesome.
Oh, he's great in it too.
Yes,
yeah, he is. So good. He is.
That movie is so good. I love the first one. Okay, so the tiebreaker question would have been, Frank Sinatra starred in the original Ocean's 11. And by the way, it's a terrible movie.
Yes, it is.
As much as I love Frank Sinatra, that movie is awful. But
you know
what's worse? You know what's worse? They made a modern version of Robin Hood, and it is one of the worst films I've ever seen. You can literally tell they were just phoning it in. Like, they had signed some contract where they had to make movies, so they were doing their Vegas day spots, and then they'd come in drunk and shoot the film. It was awful. So Frank Sinatra starred in the original Ocean's 11. How old was old Blue Eyes when he died? Just a rough guess how old he was when he died.
He died 83.
And how old do you think he was, Denise?
68.
82.
Oh, wow. 82 years old. Awesome. Very cool.
Very close, Q. Very close.
The man was buried with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Awesome. There's never going to be another one of him.
No, that's for sure. That's probably a good thing, though.
Yeah.
This one's an interesting one. There are 12 ingredients in Newman's Own medium chunky salsa. Named him. Q, you go
tomatoes
first. Correct. Denise.
What'd you say?
I'm so glad you're paying attention. This is great.
You said tomatoes?
He said tomatoes, yes.
Onions?
Yeah. Correct.
Cilantro.
Correct.
Water?
Incorrect.
Lemon juice.
You need
juice.
Water to make it.
Incorrect.
No, to who?
To you.
Oh, okay.
Lemon juice is not in it.
Okay.
What? Okay.
And water's not in it either. You don't need water to make salsa.
What? Garlic?
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, no. Red pepper. That's it. You guys have guessed. That was your three guesses each. So we're tied 2-2. So we got to go. I love the answer to this. The tiebreaker question: In what year did Newman's Own start selling salad dressing?
72.
Your guess is 72, Denise. What is your guess?
Bicentennial.
85.
Denise is closer, but she went over. The answer was 1982.
Okay, so I was one.
I was just born. But that point goes to Q. He is now 3 points away from winning the game. All right, let's see what the next question is. Let's see here. Nope, not doing that one. Ooh, okay. There are 8 animal species that are the most poisonous. Starting with Denise, name them. What are the most poisonous species? You don't have to be
specific. Daddy long leg spider? Nope,
just say the species. So spider.
Okay.
Correct.
I guess blowfish.
Incorrect.
Snakes?
Correct.
Lizards?
Incorrect. You remember, there's a difference between toxic, venomous, and poisonous.
What word did you say?
He said lizards.
No, you said.
I said there's a difference between poisonous, toxic, and venomous.
Yeah, and so, then we're supposed to say which one?
No, you're supposed to say an animal. Poisonous.
No,
poisonous animal.
For poisonous. Animal. Okay. Poisonous.
You got it right. You got it right with snake and spider so far. Your third guess.
Yeah. So poisonous ones.
One of these species has a subspecies that literally has poison in the name.
I don't know. Snakes and spiders are pretty much my go-to.
Just think another one. Another animal that might be poisonous.
Ants?
Incorrect. So you've got 2 points. Q.
Eel.
That's a little more specific. I'll give you that. It's fish.
See, yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, because I know that there's a puffer fish up
there. A blowfish is toxic, not poisonous.
Okay.
But there are poisonous fish. So
he got it right.
Yeah.
For that one, he got a point.
But the point goes to you, Denise, because you got more right.
Well. Look at that.
All right. So the full list is snake, jellyfish, snail, scorpion.
Oh, God. Jellyfish.
Scorpion. Yep. Duh.
Spider.
Yeah.
Octopus, fish, and frog.
She asked frog. What she missed. Lily, we were talking about what's poisonous things.
Poisonous. And... That's what I was saying. The poison tree frog. That's what I was saying. There's one that's actually getting its name.
Oh, God. They even dip the
darts in it. Yeah. Okay.
In those. Okay.
So the tiebreaker question would have been, the blue-ringed octopus has enough venom to kill how many humans? So one blue-ringed octopus has enough venom to kill how many humans?
5.
Okay. What is your guess, Denise?
Anybody that touches it?
Yeah, but how much does one have? Like, if you were to dissect it and use that poison?
100?
The answer is 26.
Damn.
26.
Do you know that there's some people that are so stupid? I've seen this.
They're holding them. They're holding them.
Yeah, they're like, oh, like look at this morons. Pretty thing that I saw. Bitch, you are dead
they,
now.
They are arguably the most beautiful.
They are really pretty, octopuses. But why are you touching don't stuff touch it. If you don't know what it is?
There's a reason. My God. There's a reason they look so pretty because they want to attract
you. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, but, we just right. saw their last picture ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next question. It is current score is 7-5.
All right.
Denise needs 5 to win. Q needs 3 to win.
Okay.
There are 10 big cats on Earth.
Okay.
You know what I mean by big cats?
Yes.
Starting with Q, list them.
Lion.
Correct.
Panther.
I'll give you yes. Yes. Correct.
Cougar.
That is also a panther. So give me another one.
Okay.
That's the way. That's why I was. I stuttered for that.
Bobcat.
I'll give you that. It's a lynx. That's lynx is a lynx. A bobcat. So I'll give you that one. Okay. That's correct. Denise.
Tiger.
Correct.
House cat. Oh no, that's a big cat. Sorry. Yes. Leopard.
Correct.
Ooh, okay. That was awesome.
All right, Denise, last one.
Nope.
Think of big cats. Think about bush gardens. Think about big cats you've seen.
I have, and a lot of them are sleeping most of the time, so I don't pay attention to what's going on there.
Think about cars. Think about really fast.
Oh, Jaguars.
Correct.
Hey.
3-3. Hey. The entire list is Tiger.
Don't give me that point.
Yes, I'll
you
give
had
that
to help me.
It's fine. Yeah. Tiger, lion, jaguar. Falling under the same category as cougar, puma, mountain lion, and panther, because they're all the same type of cat. They just have different names. So tiger, lion, jaguar, panther, snow leopard, leopard, cheetah was the one I was trying to get you to get to, lynx or bobcat, clouded leopard, and a caracal. I don't even know what that is. So tiebreaker question, this one you have to answer, but you don't have to write it down because it's a small number. How many seconds does it take for a cheetah to accelerate from 0 to 60? How many seconds does it take for a cheetah to accelerate from 0 to 60?
2.5. Or is it a whole number?
You can say 2.5.
Okay.
Denise?
20.
The answer is 3.
Wow. So good job, Jason.
All right.
Fast motherfucker.
That's awesome.
Fastest land animal on the planet. Nope. Not doing that one. Nope. Not doing that one. Nope.
I can do one more, guys. And then I have to talk to a client that is wanting to talk to me.
Okay. Well, we are at 8-5. So whoever gets this next one, as soon as I can find one. Okay. All right. List the world's 10 biggest fast food chains. Starting with Q.
McDonald's.
Yep.
Did you see that movie? no, for real, but did you see that movie?
I have to go, but let me go off the Yes, The Founder is a fantastic film.
I love that movie. That was so great. Taco Bell.
Correct.
Burger King.
Correct.
Subway.
Correct.
Whataburger?
Incorrect.
Arby's?
Incorrect. So we are tied again. The list
in
is...
In and out.
Nope.
Oh, that's right. That's three. Right.
So we're tied again. We'll go to the tiebreaker in a second. The list is McDonald's, KFC, Subway, Pizza Hut, Starbucks, Burger King, Domino's, Dunkin' Donuts, Wendy's, and Taco Bell. Now, the tiebreaker question. You have to write this down. McDonald's has more than 35. Never mind. I just gave away the answer.
35.
The answer is 35. Has more worldwide locations at Burger King, Windows, Taco Bell, and Arby's combined. How many locations? 35,000. All right.
Wow. 35,000.
We'll go to a different
question.
And
that would not have happened if it wasn't for his genius idea to franchise.
Okay. So here we go. Yeah. That's the only movie where you have a guy that you are 100% rooting for in the beginning as a protagonist, and by the end of the movie, you hate him so much, and he is the antagonist.
Yes.
And Michael Keaton is amazing in that. Okay.
He is.
Here is the tiebreaker question.
Multiplicity. Sorry, that's all I was going to say. I love that movie. He's so genius.
She touched my pepe, Steve.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So.
I like pizza.
I'm going to use the tiebreaker the tiebreaker question from another question. And this is a Looney Tunes question.
Okay.
How old will Bugs Bunny be?
Oh my god.
This year.
Oh no.
How old will Bugs Bunny be this year?
Crap. Okay. Okay. I got my answer.
Here's a hint. I'll give you a hint real quick cuz everybody gets this hint. He's actually the same exact age as Chuck Norris.
Okay.
All right. So you got your answer? Cute, you got your answer?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let me see it.
What'd you say? I would have said 68.
And you said 68. So you...
Yeah.
I know we said we won't go over, but I have to give it to Q because the answer is 81.
Yay. Ah! Awesome. Good job.
Q gets the point. He's rocking 9 points. He's closest to 10. Denise has to go. Q is the winner. This breaks the tie from the Marvel quiz. So right now, Q is up 1-0.
He gets the water bottle.
Well, I think we're going to build to that. I think we're going to play more games. We're going to have more fun. We're going to do this more times. Guys, this was a blast. Thank you for coming to our first live ever stream on Twitch. And thank you for watching on YouTube or listening on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iTunes.
The Google. Watcher is watching.
Google Podcasts, wherever you're at. Yes, the watcher is watching. Thank you guys so much. I greatly appreciate it. Please like and subscribe. Follow us on Twitch, on YouTube. Follow me on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter. It's where all the updates will be. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. And we will see you guys next week.
And Lily, right. We can't wait to have you on. Thank you for participating
today. And Justin as well.
And Justin, yes, too, if he's still so on there. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Peace.
Bye.